So, Leia, after 3 years, we are back together again, and it seems like nothing has changed.
Oh my gosh.
Reunited again.
United and it feels so good. Reunited and it's understood.
You know, within a minute of seeing each other, we were belly laughing, just like old times. And here we are, sitting at the kitchen table, at Edie's kitchen table, side by each.
Side by each, Edie's cluttered kitchen table. That's the same, too.
I will vouch for that.
Oh, my
cozy.
Gosh.
It's cozy.
So within a minute of seeing each other, we're like laughing, and of course... Not of course, but Emily, your daughter was taking pictures of us, Leia, and you look fantastic, and I look like a braying donkey in all of them.
You don't. You post
Leia. I do look like a braying donkey. It's okay.
There's one. We'll post that one too, where we both look like little birds. We have our mouths wide open and our chins up, and we're just.
Oh my gosh, so, it was so funny.
So happy. Well, you know what, Edie? Your kids sure look a whole lot older. Your boys have beards.
I know.
But I have to say, we look as fabulous as ever.
Yes, that is true, because we're doing all of our skincare, all of our kimono wearing.
We're making it happen. We are as cute as all get out. Edie's wearing her chunky jewelry and her big glasses.
Oh, it's so fun. And you have your kimono and your, you know, all your things.
I promised you I would. Mm-hmm. I know. Nothing has changed, right?
Nothing has changed.
We're the two chit-chat chicks.
Like always, we'll be sharing chit-chat tips and tricks.
Friction and wham.
We will gather around the campfire to chat about burning topics.
All things Barbie.
And of course, we'll have our chit-chat challenge of the week.
In our chit-chat tips and tricks segment, we share things that make our lives just a little bit happier or better.
Leia, I am going to start us off because I am so excited. I feel like this is a really fun episode because we're reunited. Ooh. And we're going to be talking about Barbie and Pink. So yesterday, right before I went to see you for the first time in 3 years, I watched the Wham documentary on Netflix.
Okay, it just came out then.
It just came out a couple weeks ago, and... Leia, in high school, I loved Wham. Or let me, like, rephrase that. I loved George Michael.
I was going to say, that's the only thing I remember about Wham is George Michael. And well, I do remember that naughty bathroom incident, but that was after Wham.
That was well after Wham. So the documentary, it was kind of centered around Andrew Ridgely, who's the other Wham guy.
Oh, I don't know him.
Well, there were two people in Wham, George Michael and Andrew Ridgely.
Got it.
And his mom, because they were British, Leia.
British.
His mom kept scrapbooks of their whole career.
And it's
like, of course, the mother, you know, I would be doing that too. So the documentary goes through all the scrapbooks that his mom kept. And so... What was my point? Oh, my point was that Andrew really was the reason why Wham got going, because George was very shy.
Really?
Yeah, like, okay. Andrew was the brains behind it, but then it kind of flipped around, and, you know, George Michael just became such a...
Hottie.
Yeah.
He was a hottie, man.
And he does say that, but Wham only existed for 4 years.
Really? And how old were you during the Wham phase?
High school.
Okay.
And they were very young, too. Like 19, 18, 19.
Maybe that's why it passed me by a bit, because I was just university. And, you know, and I was, you know, listening to Christian rock or something. So I was a little more... segregated.
Well, I still think you might like the documentary because it's full of bright colors and, you know, Andrew, which you might not remember, and George Michael wear these teeny tiny shorts on stage. It was so cute and they had so much energy and I loved it. It's hot. Yeah. It's smoky. You know, go to, not the movie, like the weather. It's hot and smoky outside.
Ooh, that movie's hot.
With those shorts. But I highly recommend it.
Okay. All right. I will.
It's maybe 90 minutes. I watched it with both of my boys. Uh-huh. And, oh, especially if you're a Wham fan, you know.
Okay. All right. We will take that under advisement.
Yes.
Okay. So, Edie, today I want to talk to you about friction.
Are we going to be having a disagreement on our podcast?
Again?
Again.
Okay. Well, I'm going to start off a little bit vulnerable here because I want to talk about vulva care.
Oh, dear God.
So as you know, or maybe not, it was Amazon Prime Day a few weeks ago.
Yeah. Why didn't I do anything about that?
Well, let me tell you, our family like totally got in on it big time because, you know, we've been 3 years in China and we were ready to do some serious shopping and have it delivered to my sister's house. So it's just like,
yes.
Boom, 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 boom. So much was just coming to the door night and day. And one of the things that came up, I don't know why, in my search was this vulva care cream, right? Mm-hmm. Because, you know, those of us, this is your roosters, you don't need to listen, but those of us of a certain age, you know, sometimes need a little help. But here's the interesting thing, Edie. Very,
yes,
very good for its intended purpose, but also very good for friction.
Friction?
Now, where do you need to control friction in your body?
Oh, in your body.
Yes.
I don't know.
Not friction, not like argument. I'm so mad friction, but
I don't know. Where?
Okay, well, two places. One, the chub rub.
Oh my gosh, the chub rub.
Oh my gosh. So you know about the chub rub?
I do, and I feel like the answer to chub rub is a good squirt. Which I never thought I would say, Leia.
Okay.
A good, because I always thought they were for middle-aged ladies. Well, guess what? I'm a middle-aged lady, and I want the squirt.
And because, loving it.
Yeah, I don't have one yet, but, you know, I did a hike in South Dakota, and, like, the fashionable ladies were wearing squirts.
Okay, well.
Chub rub.
Okay, well, that's good. And, you know, if you take up golfing or tennis, a squirt.
Yeah, a squirt.
I myself would not be caught dead in a squirt. But that said, you know, I do wear quite a few skirts.
Yeah.
Maxi skirts.
Yeah.
And I always wear a slip because I've been taught to be, you know, a demure and discreet.
Who doesn't wear skirts?
No, no.
Yeah.
But there's this chub rub thing happening. And I know a lot of women swear by different kinds of bicycle shorts and whatnot that you can wear underneath. But when I was doing a little research about... Okay, well, let's go back. So I'm going to talk about feet for a second.
And beep, no, beep, shut up. We're backing
okay.
up.
Okay, beep, beep.
We have
shut
friction.
Up,
we have friction. I was trying to go with it. Okay.
I'm sorry. That was a good side effect. I liked it. So on the Amazon Prime Day, not only did I buy the Vulva Care, but I bought Crocs Women's Brooklyn Platform Slide Sandal. Now look at them, Edie. I'm wearing them right here.
Uh-huh.
Right? They don't look like Crocs. They're cute, right? They're adorable. They've got a little heel. They got it going on, but they've got this big strap across the front, the, what do you call this, of your foot?
Your foot?
Yeah, the top of my foot.
Yeah.
And that is rubbing.
Oh,
it's causing
friction. What this is?
That's where you see all the
sores,
right? And the open wounds, yes,
yeah.
Because the rubbish. Yet the sole is so comfortable. I adore these, what are they again? Brooklyn Platform Slide Sandal by Crocs.
Okay.
They're
all
fabulous.
Right.
But
wait,
I needed to
how
do.
How light are they?
Ooh. They're light, right?
They're light.
They're fantastic. But, you know, they take a little breaking in, apparently. So I was thinking, well, what can I do to reduce the, you know, I have Band-Aids all over my feet,
mm-hmm,
and they keep peeling off and it's gross. And when I did a little reading, it was like, well, you need to lubricate. You need to lubricate the top of your foot to reduce the friction because that's what's causing the blisters.
Ooh.
So then I looked into chub rub. I looked into different, you know, different lubrication, and I realized, hang on, Leia, you've got the vulva care.
Put it on your feet.
Put it on your feet.
Yeah.
Well, no problem solved. Now, I'm thinking you could use Vaseline. You could use all manner of products.
Yeah.
I don't think you need to buy Chub Rub either for your thighs. When you're in a dress, you can put this stuff on.
Oh.
Okay. I always use talcum powder myself, but now I'm thinking the vulva care.
It's multi-purpose.
Just slather it over your whole body. You know, lip balm. It's all good. So we'll put that in the show notes for you. Men, it'll work for you too, right?
Oh my gosh, Leah, your lips look
luscious.
Luscious.
Luscious. Okay.
Oh, there you go.
Alrighty. Yes, this is a racy episode. Not safe for work.
Do I hear a campfire?
Do I hear a campfire tune?
It's time for Campfire Chat. Today, we want to talk about all things Barbie.
Woo!
Squee! Yes, some of it we're going to talk about the movie a little bit, but Leah, we haven't seen it yet. We're going to go in a couple days.
Yeah. 2 days from now. We're getting ready for it.
But we're going to relate most of the Barbie talk to us.
Yes.
But first, Leah, you're going to give us a little history about everyone's favorite doll.
Yes, everyone's favorite doll.
Doll.
Mm-hmm, okay. Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay, so this was created in 1959. So mm-hmm. a long time ago. Mm-hmm. We were trying to remember last night. When did Barbie come along? So before we were born. Mm-hmm. But so I was born in 65. So, yeah, she was already a hit by the time I was starting to play with Barbies. By Ruth Handler, so by a woman, mm-hmm. which I think is kind of cool, and manufactured, as you probably all know, by Mattel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So she became this huge multimedia franchise, obviously. I don't know when that all started, but video games apparently.
Oh, yeah.
Video games about Barbie, probably slot machines, right? Casinos. She's in the casinos. Computer animated films. I don't know about these.
I know. Lulu used to watch Barbie movies when she was little.
Oh, that was a thing.
She really liked the Barbie movies, and they were just like, la la la. You know, nothing happened.
Yeah, they were Tinky Winky kind of things, right?
Barbie went to the beach. Barbie saw her friends.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. But so apparently this was a big deal because before Barbie, they only had like little babies, right? Mm-hmm. So the dolls were infants. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you were a nurturing mama.
They didn't have boobs.
No boobs. So it became almost feminist in a way, mm-hmm. because suddenly you had this adult figure that you could mimic adulthood with,
yeah.
right? So instead of being a mother, you could be, you know, a sexy woman or a... You know, you could have a career, you could do whatever,
yeah, however you wanted.
Role play an adult woman.
Yeah.
An adult white blonde woman, albeit,
yeah.
but still, that was a big deal.
I like to role play that my Barbie was a pioneer.
Really? Of course you did.
I had a pioneer dress and bonnet to put on my Barbie.
Gosh. Mm-hmm. Controversies and lawsuits over the years about critiques of her lifestyle, her proportions, her tippy toes, right? All those things. Her shoulder to waist to hip ratio is apparently completely impossible.
Yeah. Well, were any people like concerned about Ken?
Well, yeah, Ken. I don't know. Ken, the
Why didn't he come
boyfriend.
Under scrutiny?
Well, it wasn't, you know, Ken was very much an aside, don't you
think? No one cared about Ken.
Yeah, whatever.
In fact, my son, who went to the movie, said that the main problem he had with the movie was there wasn't enough Ken,
okay.
because Ryan Gosling, I guess, is hilarious as Ken.
Okay.
And he wanted more Ken because he was really funny.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's good to know. Well, we had G.I. Joe and Big Jim. To complement the Barbie and Ken relationship scandals that arose. So that was good. That helped me out in my fantasy life. Which moves us into, let's talk about our childhood experiences with Barbies, because we were both big Barbie lovers, right?
Yes, big Barbie fans. I loved Barbie. Mm-hmm. You know, I had clothes. My mom, one Christmas, had all these, I think like elderly people made them and sold them at the hobby shop. And they were like, you know, like formals, you know, a wedding dress with a veil so Barbie could get married. Nice. Then I did have the pioneer outfit, you know, which, and then I also got like this little loom where I could make like body conforming dresses to like put on my, I could knit them in like stripes.
Oh, I remember that loom. Yeah. It was a yellow sort of
a circle. It was
thing.
A circle.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I knit her so many things, and then we, you know, the shoes. Too. Loved it. The hair. The thing about Barbie is you always, I don't know, as a kid, you always want what you don't have. And mm-hmm. I really, really, really wanted the Barbie dream house.
Oh, right.
But Lisa Oakley had it. Okay. But I didn't.
Did you ever bring your Barbies to her house to play?
Yeah.
Okay.
But still, I didn't have the dream house. Mm-hmm. Like, if someone brought me like the Barbie dream house.
Yeah. Your life would have been complete.
No, like right now, I would like set it up in the living room and be living the life. And I also wanted that big Barbie head where you could like really style the hair.
Oh, we had the Barbie head. Oh, it was fabulous.
I didn't have it. My
neighbor.
We did
makeup with that Barbie. Yes, yes.
My neighbor Stacy Sawinski had it, and she had no interest in the Barbie head. And I thought, this is just a tragic
life
waste that
unfair.
She has it. And I don't. Oh, I also had a little travel case that I think is downstairs. In fact, I know it's downstairs, where I pack up my Barbies and like take them to my grandma's, because I didn't have to like play with Lisa Oakley. She had like Cher, Sonny and Cher Barbies.
Oh, I remember.
But they were like bigger than my Barbies, so it was like kind of, I didn't like that. I wanted them to be all the right scale.
Yes, that's where Big Jim came in. That's a problem, because Big Jim was actually quite a bit more little. Maybe it was like sarcastic to call him Big Jim because he was kind of tiny and ape-like. I don't know. I think he drove like a truck.
Oh, jeez.
I think we had the Big Jim truck. I'm not sure. Nicole could Nicole or Anthony could probably verify whether I made that up or not.
I have a feeling you're not making that up.
Well, Edie, I played with Barbies well into my teens, embarrassingly. Because, well, I had a good excuse, though, because Nicole, my baby sister, was 4 years younger than me, and she also loved Barbies.
Yeah.
And so I just kept going with it. And I was very relieved because I could, you know, under the guise of, you know, I was just, you know, being nice and playing with my sister.
But you were having a blast.
I could indulge in this rich fantasy life that I had with the Barbies,
with Barbie,
right?
And Big Jim.
Barbie and Big Jim making out in the dream house.
Did you have the dream house?
Well, I'm not sure. I feel
you
like
would
I
know
should
the
know.
Elevator.
It's a big pink, yeah. Somebody had it. I don't maybe
yeah,
our cousins.
Yeah.
I don't know. Somebody had it and I have played with it, but I don't think we had it. I think we had the Barbie camper van.
We had the camper.
Wasn't that exciting,
it
right?
It was good, yeah. But you know.
Well, Barbie and Big Jim got into some trouble in the camper, but
I didn't even have a car. I had to put them in my roller skate and like push them around in my roller skate.
Well, you see, this is why we have such a rich fantasy life, because we indulged it in our Barbies early on.
Oh,
yeah,
yeah.
I designed home. Oh, I do remember now. We would make these houses out of shoe boxes
mm-hmm.
because my mom sold shoes. So we'd stack them up and there'd be apartments and they'd be like dioramas almost.
Yes.
And then sometimes we co-mingled, this is really ridiculous, but we would co-mingle the Fisher Price
no!
toys with them because they had furniture, so we could move it out of the little schoolhouse or the, you know, the house. And
but Barbie would have been a huge monster.
Very not proportional, but I don't know.
It was still fun.
It was fun. You know, you just suspend your disbelief for a little bit. Mm-hmm. I remember cutting tube socks, you know, into Barbie clothes also. That brought back the memories, that that wool thing that you could make Barbie clothes with. Totally. I was very, very angry with my sister one Christmas because I don't know if she got it or I got it or it was a shared gift, but we got a Ken finally. We'd been wanting a Ken so badly because Big Jim wasn't cutting it.
Short ape like Big Jim.
And G.I. Joe also, I think, was quite a bit smaller.
Well, he had weird hinged feet. Remember
something.
That?
Yes,
it was like
yes,
a ball and joint or something.
Yeah,
it's like,
that's
what's
right.
this?
Well, I mean, but Ken couldn't even move move his joints,
no.
right? So,
no.
And I think in the movie, he's quite stiff, too,
yeah,
right?
As he should be.
So
yeah.
So our, I don't know if it was Nicole's or mine, but I'll say our Ken came with a plaid suit jacket.
Mm-hmm.
It was very cute, brown and white. And then he had a little dickie.
Mm-hmm.
And he also came with a press-on beard, sideburns, and mustache.
Yeah.
And I was incensed with my sister. I mean, she was just little then, but she promptly lost the sideburns, the dickie. The dickie had a little Velcro. It was cutting edge back in the day, right? Little Velcro thing to keep on the back of his neck. And things just got lost. And so Ken was no longer as much fun.
Because that was before Ziploc bags.
Yeah.
A mom now would be like, put the sideburns and the beard in the Ziploc bag.
Right. Just got lost in the shag carpet.
In the vacuum bag.
Good side effects today, Edie. Oh, my gosh. Well, yeah, so I think for me, it really, the fantasy life that it brought out for me, it was almost like Mary Tyler Moore.
Mm.
Like, I was that career Barbie. Mm-hmm. I was going places, doing things. I was having relationships, you know, with three different men.
And the little people.
Oh, and then Skipper. There was Skipper.
Growing up Skipper.
Growing up Skipper with the boobs, right? You just, what
cranker.
Did you do? You'd
no.
crank. There was
you'd like go like this with their arm. Like.
Yeah, up and down. With. That's right. You'd
like
do
you're
her
pumping
arm like
water.
A lever.
Yeah.
Right? That's right. And then she'd get boobs.
Oh, that is weird. I didn't think that was weird at all.
No.
Like at the time,
we
was
loved
like,
it. But did
like,
she have a bra?
Great.
Did she come with a bra? I don't think so.
No.
No.
It was free and breezy in the 70s, Leia.
All right. Well, so you can tell from our interactions here that we really did love our Barbies.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the question that I have for you, Edie. Did you want to be like Barbie?
No, I never felt like I had to be with like Barbie, you know, because they're always like, this is ruining, you know, children's self-esteem because people think they have to be Barbie. I never thought that in my life because I knew Barbie was a toy. Barbie was a doll.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if I have any hang-ups about, you know, my body image.
You don't think they come from Barbie?
They don't come from Barbie.
Okay.
They come from magazines and TV and, you know, media. It's just terrible. It was not, like, when I think of Barbie, I think of everything fun, like Wham. Wham was, like, nothing but fun.
Okay.
Fun.
Okay. Well, so I have super happy memories of playing Barbie, but I also, I feel like I did want to look like Barbie. I wanted to have those little tippy-toe feet.
You did?
Well, and I really wanted those long, skinny legs, right? And like, I've never will have long, skinny legs.
No.
That was the thing that I was like most wanting of Barbie were those legs. You know, I had these
tree trunk
legs and hers were just like ridiculous, right? Right. So, yeah, I grew up feeling like I was a big boy. You know, I was mistaken for a boy until I was, you know, until I finally decided to grow my hair like Barbie and start wearing a little makeup and stop wearing my jersey hockey shirts. So
I can't even imagine you wearing a jersey hockey shirt.
Oh, I love them. You know, so I feel like I sort of parlayed my fantasies of what I could not only be like, but look like with Barbie. And that wasn't super healthy for me. Yeah. So, and the thing is, like, none of those more evolved Barbies, like, with appropriate proportions, or, you know, an African-American Barbie, or, whatever, even a brunette Barbie, none of that seemed to happen on my timeline when I was young. So it was just, like, the blonde, skinny, unrealistic Barbie, and I adored her. Mm-hmm. But you know what, Edie, here's the thing. If there had been a Barbie that looked like me, I would not have wanted her. Thank you. No.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
I don't know what to say.
Yeah, I don't either.
Other than Barbie, like, has endured for me because for my 30th birthday, my husband then took me to New York on a surprise trip.
Oh, nice.
I didn't know where we were going till we got there. I didn't even know, like, Newark was like a New York airport. That's how boy I was. Yeah. But we went to, what's that, FAO
Schwartz.
And he bought me the Vincent Van Gogh Barbie.
What is that even?
She's a brunette Barbie, and she's wearing a dress, like, with his sunflowers on it. So it's like sunflower.
Ooh.
I have it in the basement somewhere.
We have to go pull these Barbies out after we finish recording. Bring them to the movie.
They can sit with
us. Okay, so that's...
But I was 30 years old, and that's what I wanted for my present. I wanted the Vincent Van Gogh Barbie.
Well, I remember you loved the Rosie O'Donnell doll,
too. Oh! Oh my gosh, I got rid of that after the scandal.
The scandal, yes.
Which was, I'm still upset about that scandal.
Okay, well, let's not talk about that. Maybe we can have another podcast about
there's Rosie. Nothing really to say.
But she did the cutie patootie thing, right? That's, you know, and she seems so nice. That to the day. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so did Ellen. Anyway, yes, we'll talk about the our favorite. Well, we'll just keep talking about Oprah and a Dorian Era and not talk about Ellen and Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah.
But back to Barbie.
Back to Barbie.
So here we are, prepping for the Barbie movie. You've got the Barbies in the basement. We're going to pull them out. What else? We're going in 2 days. And so let's talk about what we just came from doing before we podcasted.
Yes.
We were
thrifting. Woo! Pink Barbie clothes.
Yes.
Now, I got mine before you got here because I posted it on Insta. We're active on Insta. And it's like all sequined Barbie, Barbie colors. And I'm going to wear it with a white skirt.
Oh, you didn't tell me that part.
Yeah, a huge necklace. And then my pink glasses. And I might even, I don't know if I'm going to put my hair up in a big ponytail. Or I might just, like, put I'm going to do hot rollers.
Okay. Well, what's going to happen before the Barbie movie? We're going to a matinee. Mm-hmm. Who are we going with again?
We're going with my friends Angie and Nisa.
Angie and Nisa, friends of the pod. Yay.
Okay. And they've also thrifted their pink clothes.
So good. So I'm going to come over here a couple hours early, and we're going to get ready together.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So you think my hair should be in a high pony, right?
Yeah, but I think maybe we should put some hot rollers in so it's like a fancy...
Love.
You can be my Barbie head.
I can be your Barbie head. I'm all over that. Do it. Just, you have free reign. Free reign on my face. Mm-hmm. We need to do bright pink lipstick, right? You have some?
No.
No. Well, let's get
We'll get some.
Okay, we'll get some. Today I thrifted a very cute sort of pink... Hawaiian, what would you call that? A tunic?
Flowy.
Flowy tunic, you know, because I'm flowy.
Like Chico's. Look, you buy it at Chico's.
Yeah, you're right. It's a Chico's type design, but, you know, it's Barbie-ish.
It's awesome.
And a lime green chartreuse. Little clutch chartreuse purse. And what else did I get?
Oh, you got that necklace.
Oh.
The bolo.
A bolo. A lime or chartreuse bolo.
Yeah.
Big flower.
Huge.
Oh. And then Edie found a headband to match.
And then we put a huge rhinestone butterfly on it.
Don't worry. We will be posting many pics to the Chit Chat Coop and to Insta. So you'll be seeing it. It's
And it'll be our own hair. We're not going to drag out Lulu's wigs, are we?
Well. we might. We like the wigs.
We did.
I don't know. I think the wigs might be fun. Let's see. Just wait and see, folks. We are going to, there's a, what's it called? A Barbie box?
Yeah. So when you go to the movies, they have a Barbie box that looks like the Mattel box that you can go and get your picture in.
Oh my gosh, it's fabulous.
And I asked Leonard, I'm like, is it for one person or two? And he's like, well, if you want to get cozy, you can get two people, but it's meant for one.
Well, Edie, we're getting cozy.
We're getting cozy.
We're getting cozy. Okay, this is going to be so much fun. Cannot wait.
Cannot wait.
Woo! It's time for the
Chit Chat Challenge of the Week.
Every week we share our Chit Chat Challenge of the Week on the Chit Chat Coop on Facebook, which is a really fun place to chat with other listeners to the podcast. And you can give your opinions and your recommendations and, you know, see all the pictures of me and Leia going to the Barbie movie.
Yes, yes. And you can guess what the challenge is this week.
Go to the Barbie movie! Woo!
Okay, so that's it for this episode of the Two Chit Chat Chicks. Together again.
Together again. Check out the show notes for links to our blogs, to Instagram, which I have taken over, Leia.
Yes, yay.
I'm slowly figuring it out.
Proud of you.
And to my Etsy store, Prairie Girl Greetings, and of course to the Chit Chat Coop.
Yes, and we would love for you to give a review on the podcast app that you're listening to, or give us 5 stars so lots of people can find the pod.
Thanks, Leia, for editing this podcast. Maybe this one will be easier than when we're in different countries.
Oh, here's hoping it works. And you can help me edit. I'm going to show you right now.
I'm a lucky girl.
Woo-hoo. Okay, bye-bye.
Cluck, cluck.